NBA Summer League is back. It's bigger and better than ever. And Albert Hall joins Steve Cofield here on this Monday. What's up, Albert?
How you doing, Cofield? What's up, buddy? I'm fired up. I think Fleury's going to rebound. He's going to rebound and pitch a shutout next game.
Woo! All right. Bold prediction. Hey, let's go. Before we talk about, because tickets are on sale, and you go to NBATickets.com, July 6th to the 17th for the Summer League, I want you to tell people just how big last year turned out to be, because it set absolutely a new bar on how big the NBA Summer League can be.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we caught lightning in a bottle with the Lakers, you know, picking up some momentum, having a top two pick with Lonzo Ball, and then Kuzma kind of showing everybody what he's capable of. But, you know, 130,000 people through the stands over the 11-day period, which was an all-time record for us. But more importantly, I mean, there's something for everyone to do each and every day, and the energy in the building is Summer League has become like just a happening spot. And I think more than anything, it's real basketball. People understand this isn't just kind of guys going out there playing a practice game. I mean, there's something on the line. A lot of teams use this to parlay into regular season success, and obviously the players do to kind of, you know, platform and springboard themselves into the regular season. You look at a Donovan Mitchell and a Jason Tatum and a Ben Simmons, and, you know, these guys have really taken the reins at Summer League and not let up. So it's great fun. It's very affordable. As you said, tickets on sale now, $35 for adults, $25 for kids, and we welcome everybody to come out and have a great time July 6th through 17th.
More teams now and more games, right?
Yeah, 30 teams, all 30 teams. So we'll have an 82-game schedule. I mean, going back to, you remember, you were there early on where we had, as I used to say, we have inflatable people in the stands in Cox. But, no, all 82 games on ESPN platforms and NBA TV. And, you know, all 30 teams is a great it's actually a tribute to not only the event but the people of Las Vegas who have continued to support this, made it what it is today. And I know the franchises are fast and furious right now in Las Vegas, and everybody asks us about the NBA. All I know is that this has become the NBA franchise for Las Vegas, and we couldn't be happier.
NBATickets.com. It's July 6th to the 17th. Albert Hall from the NBA Summer League is on the horn with us, and you heard it, less than 2 months away. Cool thing about the league every year, you mentioned some of the names, the coming out party last year. It features a mix of some veteran second and third year players, then guys still trying to make the league. You know, it might be like 5, 6, 7 years into their career, and then the guys who are drafted. And I know you know about the draft. This draft this year, I've been saying for about a year, is one of the best big man drafts in recent history, and all of these guys will be on display.
No question. You nailed it. I mean, this is a good draft, a very good draft for bigs, you know, between Ayton and Bagley and Mo Bamba and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Michael Porter and Wendell Carter. I mean, there's a lot of quality bigs and guys that fit today's NBA. I mean, a guy like Kevin Knox, who's a stretch wing, you know, can play at 6'10", do everything with the ball. So, you know, it's great. And then you got the Trae Youngs of the world and the Colin Sextons and the, you know, the young guys that are going to come and tear it up with the, you know, the format that we provide at Summer League. And as you know, every year, you mentioned the second, third year, some of the guys still trying to make it, the Jonathan Simmons of the world, you know, that take the league by storm, the Jeremy Lins, you know, when Linsanity was created, you know, the Kent Bazemores. Every year there's those guys that people fall in love with, and more importantly, the fans fall, or the teams fall in love with. And that's why Summer League has become that viable product, because it's a great way now with all 30 teams, you can scout the entire league. I mean, who knows where these guys end up a year from now in a trade, right? You get a good read on them in Summer League. But the draft coming in, it's loaded, and it's only going to get better as people start to realize who these guys are, like a Luka Doncic and some of these other international guys as well.
Hell, last year, you mentioned some of the names, coming out party for Mitchell, for Tatum. The other guy that shocked people, you know, there's 10, 12, 15,000 people coming out to see Lonzo Ball, and then his fellow first-round pick was the guy who blew people away. I mean, Lonzo was awesome, but Kyle Kuzma, that was the first sign that Kyle Kuzma was going to be a really good player.
No question. I mean, and it turned out to, hey, not only back it up, but probably improve on what he did in Summer League.
Yeah.
But you look around the league. I mean, the league is young right now. Jaylen Brown, you know, look at what he's doing, and Terry Rozier. I mean, these guys are a year removed from Summer League, but they came out and they did what they needed to do. And I just think the league is trending and skewing a little younger right now, which is great. Obviously, the fan base enjoys that. And like I say, each year, I mean, last year, a guy like John Collins from Atlanta, I mean, no one knew this guy was that good, and he's got a chance to be a really, really good player. So every year there's different people, and I'm looking forward to it. As we said, you can't go wrong. We have up to 10 games per day, so there's 40 games the first 4 days. So imagine that, where we were and now where we're at today. So you come out, your one-price ticket gets you in. You could watch all 10 if you'd like, but something for everyone. You know, we have our autographs each and every day with all the rooks and some of the stars that come out and sign. Lots of fan interactive, whether it be our Papa Shot, our junior NBA stuff we've got going on, our video stations, our social media stuff. Just a fun atmosphere, and, you know, we want to keep it that way.
I wonder this year if an undrafted player could actually give you some of what you got last year. So what I'm leading you towards here is the Ball family appearance at last year's Summer League was gigantic. Because I remember, mm-hmm. you know, just watching as Lonzo's getting ready to play and LeVar's walking through the building. People have got, you know, LeVarsicles and people are going crazy. I actually wonder if LiAngelo, who probably won't get drafted, but if he's not drafted, if he's signed by somebody, if fans will show up just to see what happens with LiAngelo this year.
You know, I'm sure there's those people out there that they live in a different world when it comes to, you know, sensationalism and celebrity. But, hey, you know what? The Balls were great. They were not only easy, but they were fun to work with at the time. I mean, it was one of those things where I think they were riding that wave. Now, I think that wave rode a little off into a different direction after Summer League. But, you know, they were pleasant, and the Lakers couldn't have been, you know, a better partner to work with. I mean, they're just fantastic people, and I think people are excited about where that franchise is going. And this year, who knows? I mean, it could be an undrafted kid. It could be, you know, somebody who's a fan favorite, a Brandon McCoy from UNLV. Who knows? You know, there's a guy right there that probably should be higher sought after than where he's projected to go. But you never know, and that's the beauty of Summer League. And the, you know, now with all 30 teams, there's a story for everyone.
Albert, we appreciate it. Tell people one more time where they can get the tickets and the dates.
Sure. July 6th through 17, go to NBATickets.com or call 702-739-FANS. 35 for adults, 25 for kids and seniors. Some courtside and reserve seats available. But head online or head to the Thomas & Mack box office, and we'll see you out there on July 6th.
Thank you. We'll talk to you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Albert Hall running the NBA Summer League back this year. They've expanded to the entire league, so every single team will be here. And as Albert mentioned, this draft is outrageous.